Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, things are changing in the college football playoff. Really going to set up for the final reveal going down next week. We will react to that in just a quick moment. Later this hour, we'll take a look at the bracket. Hypothetical point spreads there as well. Nate Collins will join us. Final hour of the show, Tom Casale on college football, college basketball, and Caroline Fenton talking some college hoops with us as well. Power Rankings Wednesday, we'll do that in 1 hour. Good morning, Sam. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Here we go. The Miami Truthers coming in hot. All that needs to happen now for Miami to get in is BYU to get blown out. Just ask a Miami fan. That's all they're going to tell you.
Are they? Are we sure about that, though?
I'm not.
Are we sure that's the case? What do you mean by I'm not? Because I'm getting the sense that this is a setup. And now there's going to be no gap between Notre Dame, Miami. Like, we've been talking about it for a number of weeks. Most people have been talking about it for a number of weeks, but it's getting closer and closer. Like, Bama was protected yesterday. That's what happened. They're going to the SEC championship, and they've gone on record for years now. Well, you can't get dinged for what happens in your conference championship game. So Bama got some protection by moving them up to 9 after barely surviving against Auburn. Oh, apparently that's an impressive win. So you beat Auburn. Some would say luckily, but you do hang on and you beat Auburn and you move up and Notre Dame moves down. And now the team between Notre Dame and Miami, as you alluded to, is BYU. So BYU wins, Notre Dame is out. There's going to be a lot of people out. But BYU loses, which is the expectation as a 2-touchdown underdog. Now you got the face-off. The official face-off that everybody in the internet's been talking about. All the talking heads have been talking about. Notre Dame versus Miami. And then if you've got the U that you just signaled, you're going to say head-to-head is number one. And a lot of other people that do power rankings, rely on Vegas a little bit, larger sample size. Let's not put everything on the first game of the year. They would line up on the Notre Dame side. So where you at on this? I think Notre Dame might be in trouble, man, no matter what happens in the BYU game.
Well, I don't know that they're in trouble. It's definitely a little more clouded, the path, for sure. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to overthink this. Notre Dame is higher in the college football rankings, higher in the AP Top 25, higher in the coaches poll, and Joe, at DraftKings, they're minus 650 to make the college football playoff. So what else is there to go off of? Oh, Colin Cowherd likes Miami. The Bear likes Miami. Dan Woken, he likes Miami. Like, all these people that have top 25 votes are complaining about Miami being below Notre Dame, yet in every single poll, Notre Dame is higher than Miami. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, how is Miami lower? Well, because the voters, the coaches, and the rankings all say Notre Dame is better. Like, it's I only get upset because it's so obvious that everybody likes Notre Dame more, except for the people that are trying to create clicks and make takes.
And if you ask them who's better, nobody's saying Miami.
That's what I said to Bear. Miami. I said, Bear, yeah, who are you betting to win the title? Notre Dame or Miami? Wow, that's not the
okay. Oh, yes, it is the all point. Right. We're trying to get close to getting the best teams. They've made adjustments in this college football playoff. They decided, you know what, it's not the best thing to give all the buys to all the conference champions because all the conference champions are not the best teams. The teams that earn those spots should get those spots, and that's the adjustment they made this year. I think there are more adjustments that need to be made, but that's a whole nother conversation. I know. Okay, so my initial reaction was, okay, it's dicey, but it's really close. They're hanging on by a thread. I think Notre Dame gets in. How does it change in a week? I don't know. I don't know how you explain that away, that both teams, Notre Dame and Miami, are not playing this weekend. And then a week later, we decided to change our mind. But like you said, the talking heads, many people with microphones are saying that. Joe Klatt was saying he thinks they're out. He thinks Notre Dame's out. Even if BYU loses like they're supposed to lose, that he thinks Notre Dame's out. But he is a big head-to-head guy. When you go side-by-side, that's where you're at. Notre Dame's a better team. You're supposed to get the better team. But let's say something crazy happens, and I don't know if it's – I mean, Booker's on the broadcast last night, and he's like, I think in a week they're finally going to – cooler heads are going to prevail, and they're going to put Miami in over Notre Dame. Like, he's been on this kick every time. Every time they'll cut to him at halftime of a game that doesn't involve either of these teams, and he's talking about getting Miami in. Oh, I wonder why. I wonder why he's on that kick. it's fascinating, but let's say they get their way. It happens. You go, you know what? Head to head, let's give it to them. We can't just ignore it, even though it was the first game of the year. Like, we can give all sorts of reasons. Then what? Does Notre Dame actually consider conference? It's been... People have wanted this. I don't know why other people are obsessed with it outside of Notre Dame, but they want Notre Dame to join a conference. They think they're so smug because they're not in a conference. They're independent, even though there are other independents and all that. This has been going on. I remember this my entire life. People want Notre Dame to join a conference. But in this current setup, say this, man, like you have no chance at half the playoff spots right now. No chance. The five conference champs, a group of five, You're out. I mean, it's going to, and if they miss it because of this, because they're not in a conference, it doesn't mean they would have been guaranteed to be in the conference championship, but maybe they would have because they'd have a completely different schedule. And then you don't have this extra game, which if you had an extra game, you know, Miami doesn't because they lost to bad teams, but let's not talk about that. They don't have this opportunity, and Notre Dame doesn't have this opportunity. A lot of this would be wiped out if Notre Dame had the opportunity to play this weekend, but by their choice of being independent, there is 0% chance that they would be doing that.
We'll see what happens. Obviously, the power ranking show is a television show. It's about eyeballs and ratings and dollars. We'll see. I just feel like if you want the best playoff, you put in the best teams. And yeah. The committee has a lot of things to think about, and they're going to do that on their own accord. They're not going to listen to Bet Sweats or any media show and go, oh, well, they want this. They don't care what we think. They don't care what you think. They don't. I promise you, the committee does not care what other people think. Notre Dame, Virginia. Let's just play this out. If Virginia gets in and Notre Dame doesn't, it's a travesty because on a neutral field, I have Notre Dame at a 96 and Virginia at an 82. That's a neutral field 14-point spread, and you're going to take Virginia over Notre Dame because Virginia won the weakest Power Four conference? It's just ridiculous. And I think controversy is good. Conflict is good. We're still going to bet the games. We're still going to watch the games. And here's one more quick truth from my side of the fence. I believe Notre Dame should get in over Miami. I wholeheartedly believe that. But if Miami makes the playoff, I make $2,000. Knowing that, I still think Notre Dame should be in ahead.
Right. You're pushing that to the side and giving your honest opinion of what you believe. Now, one other issue, right below Miami, Texas. I think this is big. The signal was given last night, Texas, you're out. 100% out. And there's a group of people that would agree with that. Oh, your three losses, you're out. I don't care that you're in the SEC, you're out. And then Sark would say, we beat three top 10 teams. We beat three top 10 teams. Why are they a three-loss team? Because they scheduled hard. Because they ain't scared. Because they decided, let's start the season going up against almighty Ohio State. And the idea in the beginning of the year, we saw those great games start the college season. It was very exciting. All right, I'm glad they're doing this. Notre Dame against Miami. We've got Ohio State and Texas. This is going to be awesome. And you know what's cool is, you know, even if you lose, I'm glad they're playing up because they could play Little Sisters of the Poor and just take their easy win and hand out a check, and it'd be fine, like a lot of schools are already doing. But no, they play up, and now these teams could get dinged for it. That sucks, because now if I'm in the SEC, I'm just like many other SEC schools. If I'm Texas, we're not doing that again. We got knocked out because we were a three-loss SEC team. We beat three top 10 teams in the country, and it didn't matter in the end. Screw them. We're not doing that ever again with this current format. That's going to have long-term ramifications with Texas, especially if it happens in Notre Dame. And I know people are going to say Notre Dame has an easy schedule anyways. Yeah, you're right for the most part. I don't know that that's their fault. These games are scheduled so far in advance. Yeah, you're right, but why schedule hard? You are not being rewarded. And that stinks. In basketball, you are rewarded. In football, you are not.
I can't wait to see this final bracket, honestly. Yeah. And I'm not going to be upset. Like, if Notre Dame doesn't get in, I'm not going to create this 90-second TikTok. I don't care that much. But if you want the best teams, put in the best teams. I want the best teams and the best games. By the way, I have point spreads on the four games, hypothetically.
Good.
Notre Dame would be a pick 'em against Texas A&M. Oregon and North Texas, I've got 23 points. Is that going to be a good game? Ole Miss would be at home against Virginia. I've got 10.5. And then Oklahoma, Alabama, Oklahoma minus 1. So that's where I'm at in the four hypothetical matchups.
Okay. We'll go over those a little bit more later on this hour. So your buys, Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, and now Texas Tech, because they move up a spot, which is interesting. You know, the other team that I was very curious what they were going to do, and they did not much. They didn't ding them at all. You lose Lane Kiffin, and there was this idea, what are they going to do to him? I don't know if it was the Charlie Weiss angle or what, that he's staying, and so your offensive guy is going to be there. I don't know if that's what ended up saving them a little bit. It was good after all the feelings, all the issues that went on over the last few days, that they were able to have cooler heads and both sides were like, yeah, Charlie Weiss Jr., it's okay. You can stay with the team for the playoff, as the fan base was booing him getting on the plane just a couple of days ago, which was very amusing. Do you think that's what saved their spot? Do you think that's what saved them from being pushed down? Because then the committee's having the conversation of, look, the guys running the offense are all gone, and that's the strength of this team.
I don't know. Ole Miss is still one of the best 12 teams. So I think they should be. And they won 11 games. They won 11-1 in the SEC.
Right.
How do they not get in? The coach.
No, there's
leaves,
no doubt about them being in. I'm saying them moving them down a bunch.
Oh, whatever. I mean, yeah. You got to win multiple games no matter what. They're not going to get a top four seed. So, you know, whether you win at home or win on the road, I'm sure they'd love to have a home game, obviously. But, you know, they don't power rate very high. Let's see. Power rating wise, I have them 11th. So, like, I'm not gonna boo-hoo that they're not a 7 or an 8 in the bracket. Like, I don't care that much. You know, it is funny on the way out here of segment one.
Yeah.
we hinted at this yesterday. Nobody's going to Penn State to coach, man. Like, they whiffed on everybody. Everybody.
Dude. Yeah. We might need to talk about this a little bit more when we have a few more minutes. I was hoping when I popped on that I would see David Dykstra, because I was going to ask him if we want to put a coaching staff together, because they might be down to us now at Penn State. The almighty Penn State. Now you're going to play a real team. They can't get anybody, man. Do you remember when we were having that Indiana versus Penn State conversation? Who's the better school? What's the better program? There's no way Indiana's the better program. Is BYU the better program? Like, how many better programs are there?
It's not, but nobody wants to go there. This is the Jimmy Sexton power play. So here are all the names that Penn State considered. Urban Meyer, Tim Elko, Kurt Cignetti, Matt Rhule, Marcus Freeman, Eli Drinkwitz, Lee from Vanderbilt. They wanted Alabama to lose to Auburn to maybe get DeBoer. They wanted Lincoln Riley. They wanted Satake. They lost Chesney. All of those guys told Penn State, nah, we're good.
This is awesome. They never thought firing Franklin at that moment, giving in to the fan base, was going to result in this. And this is what's happened. Don't upset the wrong people. Could screw you in the end. What a power play. Spot on there. Joe O, Sammy P, got Bet Sweats with you on a Wednesday morning. Coming up next, we'll check in with Nate Collins. We know he's hyped about Virginia. And, of course, we'll talk about the NFL. All his teams are doing very well right now. We'll get to that coming up. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Wednesday on the show, our guy Nate Collins drops by at Big N98 on X Greenlight Podcast. He's joining us, and he's feeling pretty damn good.
Wahoo, all right,
Virginia.
Wah.
Let's go. Let's go. They're saying you're in right now.
But James Franklin wasn't going to steal our shine. He wasn't going to steal our shine. He thought it was going to work. They thought it was going to work. They thought Virginia Tech was going to have a little more pep in their step for the Virginia game. But the Commonwealth Cup is in Charlottesville for at least a year, and we are one win away from the college football playoffs. What a time to be alive and to be a Virginia Cavaliers fan.
I'm rooting for you hard. You know that, Dr. Fax. However,
however,
if y'all lose to a five-loss Duke team, I'm never going to let you hear the end of it, man.
Oh, man. I know everyone wants that to happen just because the chaos it would cause in the college playoff, and the fact of the matter that they probably still wouldn't make it in if they did beat us. But I don't think – I think Tony Elliott is going to have these guys ready, and we're not going to play around. I'm excited for our guys, and I was a little scared with our with our linebacker Cam Robinson going down, but his backup, I feel ashamed not knowing this kid's name right now. Number 11, he had an amazing game. He had an interception, had about 9 tackles, and to fill the void of that role of a player of Cam Robinson's caliber and just to step in and fill in and have the game that you had, I'm happy for these Virginia guys for sure.
The whole conference is in your corner.
It's a lot of
pressure, man. Because everybody, the ACC, everybody needs to go to the president. They're like, please, Virginia, please win this game. Don't let Duke have it. They do have to make some changes, though. I mean, this is nuts. And you see the changes have already occurred in other conferences. ACC needs to join the times. You can't let this tiebreaker decide Duke. Like, these conferences need to decide who's in their own championship game instead of you go to these tiebreakers. Oh, no, we got to put Duke out there. But that's the position they're in.
Yeah, it's going to be these last few weeks is going to be really interesting. And just for this area in Virginia, because everyone's on hold, too. Just thinking about JMU, because I think if we lose, I think it's a better chance for JMU to possibly get in. So there's a lot of things riding on this game, but best believe that we're hoping here in Charlottesville that Virginia wins and we'll be playing maybe a Kiffin-less Ole Miss in the first round of the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see these next couple of weeks what's going to happen.
In the NFL, just like we all thought, in the first week of December, it'll be the Bears and Packers playing potentially for a 1 seed. Whoa. Just like we all thought.
Just like we all thought, man. And what a year the Bears are having. And I'm happy for Caleb Williams. I'm happy for the Bears in general. Ben Johnson is just so funny, just night and day. If you look at the beginning of the year and you look at that sideline and you see all the memes of how angry and upset and how things are going wrong, we're going wrong for the Bears. And then now just like the narrative around them and when you see the sideline, you see Ben Johnson taking his shirt off. Everyone in the locker room, it seems like they're excited. They're happy. You're not hearing jokes about nail polish anymore. Any of these things, man, it just – winning cures everything in the NFL. And as long as the Bears keep winning, like, it's going to feel good for them. And, I mean, they're doing everything they can. I mean, that's why they got Ben Johnson. And he's showing, hey, like, this is why – they pulled me from being a coordinator to a head coach.
It kind of like the Patriots conversation a lot of people have been pointing to. Oh, the Bears are lucky they can't keep doing this. And look at the schedule. It's so soft. When you go to Philadelphia and you dominate from the outset, like, that's no luck. Yeah,
200-yard rushers, that's not luck.
Yeah. It's crazy. They almost ran for 300 in the game.
That's not luck.
It's insane. Yeah, not luck at all. So now we move forward. Mm-hmm. Schedule is not soft at all. They've got the Packers twice in the next 3 weeks. You've lived it. Can you explain a little bit what Bears Packers week is and what it's going to be like? And now you got two teams at the top fighting for the division, fighting for maybe the top spot in the NFC for the playoff picture. Just talk a little bit about that. And what do you think is going to happen?
You should expect like a playoff caliber type game. I think it's funny now with all these teams going for it on fourth down and just like rolling the dice all the time. I wonder if this game is going to be like that type of game. I think this is a game where it's going to be people kicking field goals, points are going to be at a premium, and that's the way you have to think about it. And in-house is just every game against Green Bay when you play for the Bears is a playoff type game. It doesn't matter what the record is. It's pride, it's history, and it's something that you learn when you get in building in that organization that they take those games very seriously. Everyone in the building takes those games really seriously. So it's something where it's not that you're not always working hard, but you might seem like everyone's kind of trying to take it up a notch this particular week, getting ready for these games. So, and it's going to be the same thing on the other end. And I don't know the last time it's been this serious of a game. And it's like you said, in regards to standings and whoever wins will be in first place. So that makes it even more special. But I'm looking forward to Jordan Love versus Caleb Williams. I think that's going to be whoever can obviously play better. Like that's going to be the outcome of this game. And I wonder if Micah is going to be able to wreck the game and continue what he's been doing, because I just feel like the way they move, they've been moving him around. I just wonder how the Bears are going to counter that and kind of try to stop the Green Bay from getting pressure on them.
Oh, there will be some chases. Parsons after Williams. We'll just see how many times Caleb can get away, because he's been very good at evading
very good.
The pressure.
Very good.
So I wanted to ask you about Kansas City's O-line, because you play D-line in the league. Kansas City can't run the ball, and they're down at least two starters on the O-line. If you're on that Houston D-line this week, are you just licking your lips in film or what?
The crazy thing is, like, it doesn't matter who was playing. Like, Houston's D-line and Houston's defense, they're licking their chops all the time. I tell everyone, if you never watched football before and you watched Houston's defense this year, you'll be like, holy smokes. Like, these guys are running and hitting. Like, they're easily the most physical defense. If you just watch them play to play, how they swarm to the ball, how they run downhill, their safeties in their corners, some of the hits that they put on players is just like, yo, was that a linebacker? And then they roll off the pile and it's like, yo, that was a safety running down. And I just feel like the way Will Anderson is playing and that D line, it really doesn't matter who's lining up. Guys, you definitely locate the fish. That's what we call it. The fish on the line, and guys want their chance to kind of rush against that guy. If you have a defense where guys can move around, but I don't think the Texans are worried about who particularly is playing. I think they're worried. They're just going to be focused on getting to Mahomes by any means necessary.
What's the final score in that game? Like the first score that comes to your head.
The first score that comes to my head, because I'm a Jags homer, I'm going to say Kansas City 23, Texans 21.
Oh, man, he's over, Joe. I thought he was going to say under. The total's 43. He went, like, right to it. Damn.
I didn't even look.
I was hoping you were going to say, like, 17 to 10 or something. Oh, I know. That's why I asked.
I just feel like this game, on one side, I feel like there'll be, like we're talking about, I think there'll be like a defense or a special team touchdown that like no one's thinking about that might persuade or sway this game. And yeah, it's hard to call it with CJ Stroud, but that defense, like we're talking about, that defense, I don't think they're going to allow a bunch of points to happen. So it's going to be on the Texans to find a way to get some points up, whether it's kicking five field goals or whatever it may be. They just got to find a way to get some points, because their defense, they're going to hold their own for sure.
With the Nate Collins Greenlight Podcast, Joe O, Sammy P here on BetSweat. So I alluded to it earlier. All is right in your world. Virginia, they're playing in the ACC championship, a chance to make the playoff. Your former team, the Bears, they're the number one seed in the NFC. And the Jaguars!
Duval! And guess what? Your boy is going to be in Jacksonville this weekend for the game versus the Colts. And guess what? The Colts do not win in Jacksonville. You better not bet the Colts this weekend. The last time the Colts won in Jacksonville, guess when? 2014. They don't win in Jacksonville, guys. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. I'm telling you, the Jags, they are playing great football. My man Danny Dimes is playing on a broken leg. Respect to him, but get him out of here this week. No way. No way we let him beat us just standing in one spot with a broken leg. I don't even understand the body science behind having a fracture in your leg and still being able to play in an NFL football game. Respect to him, but I do not – there's no way the Jags can lose this game, and I just hope that the fact that I'm going to be in the building, I get to see my team win, because I'm going to be upset if this is the game they decide to slide. But right now, Liam Cohen got these guys looking great. Jacoby Myers, the perfect fit, just gelling this offense together. Trevor Lawrence, he is still iffy as hell, but I'm telling you, we have a great team. We play team football. And Parker Washington, if you don't know who that is, respect that man. He is a special team demon, and he is a great wide receiver. I think that needs to be talked about more, because he is one of the guys that have been clutched through all this drop epidemic and everything that's going on. And whether Trevor's coming to play or not, Parker Washington is one guy on this offense that's always been there. So shout out to him.
It's not who you play. It's when you play him. This is the right time to play the Colts. If they don't come back and win that game in overtime against Atlanta, we're talking about a four-game losing streak, and you're right about Daniel Jones. And I get the numbers and all that, but I'm looking at it, Nate, and I'm like, why are the Colts road favorites against Jackson? And you bring up the history there. Mm-hmm. I don't get it, man. I don't understand. Yeah, it certainly seems like the Jaguars are the play.
Yeah, it should be a fun game, and shout out to Liam Cohen, man. I just feel like he's doing an amazing job down there, and I know it's hard coaching Trevor Lawrence. I know it's hard, but I just feel like he's coming out every week. He has these guys confident, and he has these guys playing to the end. And as an ex-Jag and a Jags fan, it's been an amazing and fun year watching them up and down, but it's been fun just watching great product. It's one thing to lose, but like losing a certain way, like never feels good. And I haven't had that feeling this year. So, hats off to Liam Cohen and what he's doing for the Jaguars right now.
Are the Cowboys going to win tomorrow and get hot?
Oh man. I just feel like the Lions, if St. Brown doesn't play, I think 100% the Cowboys win. And if St. Brown does play, I think it's going to be on how healthy he is and if they're going to be able to use him in the same caliber. I don't think Jameson Williams or that's the wide receiver, right? I don't think he's enough of a weapon to beat the Cowboys, because I think this is going to be a points game. I think this is going to be a high scoring game, or on the Cowboys side it will be. But I just feel like Jerry Jones is looking like really good right now. The Cowboys defense have been stepping up. They have an offense. Dak is playing MVP caliber football, where he's scoring points and he's getting in rhythm with George Pickens, who may be the best wide receiver in the NFL like right now. And then CeeDee Lamb. I just feel like they're on a roll right now, and this is going to be an interesting game, and it's going to be on what type of game Dan Campbell can call against Dak. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Man, it's going to be huge. Both of them are out of the playoff right now, so the loser might be for real out.
That fourth down shit got to stop, right? The fourth down stuff, like, it's got to stop, right?
I don't think it's going to.
Bro, like, it has to stop. It has to stop. If you're not converting them, Like, it has to stop. It just looks silly. It just looks silly after a while. Like, come on. Like, kick the field goal, bro. Like, if I'm the kicker, I'm, like, after a third down, if I see they don't have it, maybe I'm just running out there. I don't know. Like, it's just like someone needs to, at some point, grab the headphone or the mic and be like, enough's enough, guys. Like, we're not getting the fourth down. We don't have the calls. I don't know what it is, but if you're 0-for-3 on fourth down, like, that should be like, it should be like the red flag. You should only have so many to do. Like, bro, kick the ball, either punt it or kick the field goal. Like, stop, enough with it.
As long as you don't have the Giants kicker.
Yeah, it's just like, bro,
completely miss it.
It's like watching my homeboys play Madden, bro. Like, I don't want to watch that when I'm watching an NFL game. Like, I don't want to seem like I'm sitting at someone's house watching my homeboys play Madden and no one wants to kick on fourth down. Like, bro, kick the ball.
Nate Collins, check him out in the Grid Life podcast. Thank you, Nate. Best of luck with all of your teams going down this weekend. Let's talk next Wednesday. Joe O, Sammy P. We've got odds, spreads, potential ones on the college football playoff on BetSwitz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Power rankings, top of the hour, top five teams in the NFL. This was as tough as any week. With any power rankings that we've done, because we haven't done the straight 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a little while. And then you do it now. I'm like, I don't know. There's nobody that's great. And then you have the team that was looked at as the best team. They end up losing to Carolina in convincing fashion. That was ugly. Very challenging. Very challenging. We'll get to that coming up. Large list of teams that all seem to be about the same, at least the top 10. Joe O, Sammy P with you. All right, Sam, what's your question for Paul? You teased him that during the break, and Paul sounded thrilled. He was very excited for this question that you're going to have for him.
Oh, he'll be excited for the question. So having just listened to Nate Collins in the last segment, are we betting our severance checks on the Jags money line or what?
Severance checks, no. I was thinking about it.
I only wish that when Nate said there's no chance the Jags are losing this game, we could have seen Paul's reaction. That's all I wanted to see live.
Was that good or bad?
I don't know.
Okay, let's understand that.
Jags teaser.
Huge fan. He's saying Jaguars no matter what. He's never coming out and saying Jaguars are losing, right?
So he hasn't said it all year.
Yeah.
All year history, he hasn't said it.
The history is a fair point, though. I mean, sometimes you're just snake bitten in a certain
divisional circumstance. So, I mean, I buy that. What are we expecting out of Daniel Jones? Honestly, like, I don't want to go crazy. Are the Colts definitely making the playoffs?
No, that's not crazy at all.
So we talked about that on the show before the Chiefs game. They were 8-1 to miss, and I don't know who brought it up, but it was discussed because they had to go through Kansas City, and then they had a bunch of divisional games, and they were 8-1. Now they're like 250 to miss the playoffs plus 250. Let me check.
I think it's closer to a coin flip. Oh no, you're right.
It can't be a coin flip.
Plus
no.
plus 230 to miss. I thought
okay,
I
close
thought it
enough.
Would be closer. Yeah.
So it is playoff machine season, and I started to mess around with that thing a little bit. Like, they lose this game, they're in trouble, the Colts.
Yeah.
Like, they're a short favorite. They win this, things level out, and a little stability. But, I mean, look, I don't think Daniel Jones – I think there's a couple things. So the Sam Darnold Vikings thing last year that we saw, right? We saw what happened in the playoffs. I think that's very much in play for the Seahawks again this year. I think that's very much in play with the Colts and Daniel Jones this year if they get to the playoffs. I just can't buy either of those teams in the playoffs with those quarterbacks to make a deep run. But the Colts got to get there, man. And, I mean, this would not be the first time we see, like, an 8-3 team fall apart and completely miss. And, like, the injury to Daniel Jones was one thing, but you were starting to see the real Daniel Jones a little bit too. So if they lose this game, they're in trouble.
Yeah. Okay, Jaguars twice. Is a split fair?
Yeah. Sure.
Jaguars twice. Okay, so now we're at 9 wins. At Seattle, loss.
Yep.
Hosting San Francisco.
You guys are no longer allowed to say that any San Fran game is a loss for San Fran because you keep doing
I'm not,
it. And they keep winning.
No,
I'm not going to.
Just because we took the Cardinals.
I would have said loss to Jacksonville.
This has been going on for a month. They can't keep winning. They can't keep winning, and they keep winning.
I'm just staying off their games. But, like, for this exercise, I mean, that game's where? Is it in Indy?
Yeah. It's coin it's in flip. Indy. Yeah, that's a coin flip.
I mean, it's a coin flip game, and then Houston is the last game. Like, this is not an easy road for the Colts at all. Houston might have their playoff lives to play for in that last game.
Yeah.
So
I have to go into my messages. Shope has a bunch of Colt shorts. We definitely talked about this with him because he bet it. He bet Colts to miss. And I want to say he bet under 11.5 wins adjusted. I've got the bets in our text thread. I gotta find them. I don't want to
They played their best ball early.
I think he bet some Jags and Texans division. So he went like a variety of ways, basically shorting the Colts a couple weeks ago.
Yep. And they've had two losses since.
Are we necessarily buying the Jaguars? I mean, their schedule's a little easier. They got the Jets in there. Obviously Colts twice. Broncos is tough, but you got the Titans to wrap up the season. A little bit softer landing.
It's Texans, right? Texans are.
I mean, that's the team that I've sort of fallen towards. I have no bets on it, and I hate that. Again, talked about something that was a good idea. Texans to make were 8-1 and did absolutely nothing with it. I mean, you watch them play D, and to hear a guy who played in the NFL say that's how you're supposed to play that side of the ball, like they're just dominating. These O-lines have no chance, and. You know, we'll talk with Jeff about this tomorrow because Jeff played O-line in the NFL. Like, that Chiefs line could be down 2 or 3 starters against that Houston D front. That's a problem, man.
I was thinking when you guys were talking about that with Nate, I'm like, can Andy scheme against that? And I just don't know.
They can't run.
And here's
– Can't run the ball.
Right. Now, here's the last thing I'll say, Joe, is
– Yeah.
Do you wait for it or not? Because I'm thinking maybe you wait for the Texans to lose this game and then bet them to get. Now, if they win,
missed it. You missed it.
But the rest of their schedule, Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, Colts.
we were doing Super Bowl bets like a month ago, and I brought up the Texans at 50 yep. to one, and Horvat's making fun of me on Twitter about it. And like, I look at it now, I was talking to a Patriots fan yesterday and about the teams that could make, might not make, and you know, all that stuff. And he was like, please no Kansas City. It's like, you sure about that? I said, would you rather play these Chiefs or these Texans in the playoffs? I know it's hard to say that I'd rather play Patrick Mahomes, but would you rather play that Texans defense?
Yes.
You'd rather play the Texans?
I yes. think so too.
I
think so
do?
Too. Okay. Yeah. yeah. Well, in a playoff game, it's much different. Feels because different. I'm talking about Mahomes against either Stroud or Davis Mills.
Yeah, that's still in play. Like, Davis Mills is right. still in play.
That's all. Right. That's yeah. all.
And there's still
quarterbacks get
he sucks.
Quarterbacks, I know, but quarterbacks get so much more weight in the playoffs when they're at an elite level.
Yeah,
you're basically betting against Brady all over again. If you're doing the Mahomes fade, you're betting against Brady. And right. Brady and the Patriots went to what, 8 straight AFC title games? Like, it's the same thing.
How many great defenses have the Patriots faced this year? Any?
A half? One?
God. It's just.
Dude, I'm in some Patriot week. Group threads. It's a I'm layup. In some Patriot group threads. Like, go figure. My life right now is Bears group threads and Patriots group threads. That's my life. Just yeah. all of them. Just talking about how easy it is to win in this league. And it's.
They force you to hate those teams. Yeah.
Hate's a strong word. I hate I Bears fans. For sure. Patriot yes, fans,
the people
I don't care.
You but, talk to.
But the ones, the Patriot guys are saying like, see, didn't take us that long to find our next Brady. And you're like, oh my God. Yep, that's what it nice. Is. That's nice. What it is.
Let's talk next year.
Right. Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud year two, or I guess what, year three. Yeah.
Yeah. Much tougher schedule, all that. Like, yeah, it's going to be. So, yeah, if you look at the Patriots, let's see, tough defenses.
Oh, no, again, they have not.
Cleveland,
the Browns,
there was Cleveland.
I guess.
yeah. No, I'd say
that
Cleveland.
Counts.
And that's
one.
It. The rest are really bad.
My first number was a half. I was right there.
I yeah. guess Bills earlier in the season, you could make
it,
the argument.
It also like wasn't at Cleveland. It was home. Yeah. But. You know, they still played them. Cleveland's.
And that
a
game was really
team.
Tight at half. That game was tight at half, and then Cleveland just had a bunch of mistakes yes. in the third quarter, I believe.
That's right. Yep.
Do we right have on. To talk about Joe G?
Yes.
Are Tanner McKee? Dead?
Tanner McKee. Well, I was more just thinking, like, are we. Is it time to buy low on the Eagles after everyone's dead. Out? Everyone's jumping shit.
Why is this the vibe in Philly? They just won the Super
it
Bowl.
Always
and
is. Oh, dude. Yeah. I,
the afternoon or the morning radio host is saying to bench the quarterback who just won the Super Bowl MVP. Are these people insane?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. That's the only justification to want to bench the Super Bowl MVP the next season.
They're miserable. Just, well, they're playing yeah. into the miserable fan base, but miserable fan base. They want something to complain about and be the victim, blah, blah, blah. Like it's nice to have them at arm's length. I'll say that, my people.
Out of nowhere, I got a message from Joe G the other day.
Me too.
Just going on and on. Ben, this reminds me of Sean McVay. He's the next
he copied and pasted.
He copied and pasted. yeah. Too. Good. Good. Maybe he sent it to both of us at the same time. And he ends it. Eagles are in trouble.
Yes.
He was amping himself to get on the air. Yes. yes.
He said this last year and they won the Super Bowl.
This is why we bring it up. This is why. When Sam, this is before. I was saying Phillies World Series, and he's like, they're not making the playoffs. And what happened? The Phillies go to the World Series. This is what they do. I'm not sitting here saying the Eagles are winning the NFC, but does it mean we bet on them this week? They're all yes. out.
Eagles this week. Yes, 100%.
I got to write that down.
The Eagles.
Eagles. I got to write that Chargers down. I got to remember that one.
And
minus 3. You
love Philly. That short favorite role, minus two on the road.
No O-line.
There's no home field. No home field either.
There will be. That's going to be an Eagles trip. It'll be home field towards the Eagles, if anything.
I'm writing this down. Philly.
Eagles.
Money line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minus two and a half. Do it now? Like, what if we get word on Herbert later in the week?
Yeah.
So three at Westgate. Already three.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some threes popping. All right. More there. More here next. Power rankings. Our top five teams in the NFL. This was tough. I'm expecting some differences here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.